It is the Karellcast. I am Karell. So very glad you are joining me on this, what is it, Wednesday? It is Wednesday. So glad you're joining me on this Wednesday. The absurdities of America right now are really, I mean, it's a good time to be a late night comic. It's not a great time to be an American. Because there's some really bizarre stuff happening in our culture right now. I want to talk about it today. Another thing I want to talk about today is absurd, and it relates to my old stomping grounds of the Bay Area, San Francisco in particular. And, you know, we've always known that the Bay Area was expensive, but the numbers that came out today about what it takes to be financially, what did they say? There's comfortable, then there's happy, and then there's wealthy. Those are the three categories they did. Comfortable, happy, wealthy. And I knew the numbers would be large, but I just didn't know how absurd they were going to be. Basically, to live in the Bay Area, and a lot of you live there, so you know this, to be comfortable, $1.3 million in worth after any deductions for things you owe. So in other words, above and beyond your property, you know, if you owe your mortgage, whatever. But your net worth, not gross, your net, this is, you know, expenses after, or income minus expenses, $1.3 million. that was something. And that's to be comfortable, to be happy. $1.8 million. Honey, if I got $1.8 million anything, I'm going to be happy as hell, okay? $1.8 million to be happy. I have been happy with $8. How many of y'all have been happy counting change to go to Taco Bell and get gas in your time, in your day? Okay, so this $1.8 million will make you happy. $1.8 million will make a lot of people happy because I'll be spending that money, honey. There'll be a lot of happy male hookers in the Bay Area if I had $1.8 million. Or I could be a sugar daddy finally. Hell yes, I'd be happy then. Because when you reach my age, 58, and you've been fat so you got those little extra skin everywhere, honey, your chances of finding a real man, a good man, a true man, a man to love you for sure, well, they go up exponentially if you got $1.8 million, okay? So, but that's to be happy. To be wealthy in the Bay Area is $3.5 million. And I just have to laugh. I mean, because like $2 million and you ain't wealthy. $2 million and you're just, you know, nouveau riche. But $3.5 million. I mean, this is absurd. These numbers. And my friend said, well, that's the Bay Area. They're very expensive. I looked up LA. It ain't that different. In America in general, in just America, the good old USA, I don't mean LA, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, New York, Miami. I don't mean those places. I mean just because I looked it up after the Bay Area. I said, well, how does that compare with the rest of the country? What is the math of America since half of America can't do math? Okay. So I looked and just to be happy, financially happy in this country right now. And no, not happy, comfortable, okay? Just getting by. In other words, your rent's paid or your mortgage is paid, your car is paid. When I say paid, I mean the car payments or whatever. You know, you're not rolling in dough, but you have a small amount of savings, under $5,000, by the way. So if you make $77,000 a year in America, you are, in fact, financially comfortable. That's like $6,500 a month to be comfortable. So how many of us are uncomfortable? Okay. So that's what we have, an uncomfortable nation. We are like a bad sofa with springs everywhere and stuff. Because if it takes $77,000 a year in America to be comfortable, no wonder we're all mad and bitchy at each other. We're uncomfortable. We've been wearing shoes two sizes too small. We are not happy. So here we have the absurdity that, you know, they're sitting there saying people aren't going back to work because they're getting too much money on unemployment. I don't care how much they're getting on unemployment, they ain't getting $77,000 a year, which means they ain't comfortable. So they can't be too comfortable to go back to work because unless you're giving them $77,000 a year, they ain't comfortable. Maybe, just maybe, it's that jobs are too low paid and offer no benefits and that people don't want to go back and, you know, they've had time off at home. They don't want to go back and work like a slave. which is basically what minimum wage at $7.50 or $10, whatever. So maybe, just maybe, it's not the amount of the unemployment. It's the fact that they now realize they ain't comfortable. No matter how they work, they ain't comfortable. Can you imagine doing all the work we do in this country and being uncomfortable? Think about that. Most, and I know that if you're in the Bay Area, most, I looked up how many millionaires there are. 8% of our country, roughly, of the adults. Now, that's individuals. It's the number of millionaires go down when you look at the households. But individuals, that's 8% of our country has $1 million or more. 80,000 people in our country have 50 million or more. So of the 8%, that's about 22 million people have over $1 million. 305 million do not have over $1 million. Do you see what we're talking about? Do you see the absurdity here? So when they come out with these numbers, I say, who just makes these numbers up? It's like, oh yeah, that's how much you got to have to be comfortable. Well, ain't no one got it. So are you saying that no one's comfortable? So as I look at these numbers, I think to myself, how do we win? You know, how do you and I win? How do we get ahead in a society where just to be comfy, you got to make $77,000 for a single person, over $100,000 for a family? When the government thinks the poverty level for a single person is $17,000. That's what they think that, well, yeah, that is poverty. But, you know, if to be comfortable is $77,000, then poverty level is $76,000. Do you see what I'm saying? Not $17,000. $17,000 is $60,000 or $5,000 a month below what poverty or what comfortable is. You know, and I heard this, someone say low-skilled jobs. Some, you know, there are no low-skilled jobs. There are low-paying jobs. There are low-respected jobs. But there are no low-skilled jobs. You have to have some skill to do, you know, or should, or else you end up being, you know, I don't know. I was going to ding someone here and say a blah-blah-blah employee, but they all have such bad customer service nowadays. You could just fill in company name there. So we tell people that anything above $17,000, you're not in poverty level. Really? When it takes 60 plus thousand more just to be comfortable? In San Francisco, 1.3. You know, it's funny because I just watched a video, the something of Cobb, the Cobbs of Cobb Street or something. It's about these little artistic, little artisan houses or actually community that was made on a really, really housing challenged. They're not called homeless anymore. They're either called you're either housed or you're not housed. So they're not homeless anymore. They are not housed because of the negative connotation of homelessness. So in San Francisco, where it takes $1.3 million just to be comfortable, not happy, I'm telling you, takes a $500,000 more to be happy, honey. Who is it that's, who could have a $1.3 million and say, I'm just comfortable. If I had $1.3 million, I'd be so happy. They wouldn't have to ask, are you happy? They wouldn't say, are you comfortable or happy? I'd say, I am comfortable and happy. And if I'm not, I have the money to buy my way right into it, into comfort and happiness. So I was watching this documentary about these little artisan. It's got a little medical center, which little being like the size of a shed, a little kitchen, and they're made of mud basically on the outside. And oh, it's a great wonder for all the people on this housing challenge street. Well, now I hear by the end of May, they're going to be demolished, destroyed. And I thought, well, of course they are, because in a city with $1.3 million that it just takes to be comfortable, those people can't be bothered. They just can't be bothered, and they certainly can't be bothered to give their money to any of these housing-challenged individuals. That's it's mind-boggling when we think about the math of America and really how, you know, I don't even know. So I guess in, Stephanie Miller, talk show host, worth $2 million, according to the web. So in San Francisco, she would just be comfortable. Yeah. No, happy. She'd be happy. She's happy. We should go through a list of people and find out who's happy, who's not. You know, now Ellen is part of the 80,000 people in this country that have more than $50 million. She just announced today she is leaving her show. She says it doesn't challenge her anymore. I wonder who's going to beat the employees now. Anyway, so we have this where we throw these numbers around and we just don't comprehend what they mean. Just like the term billionaire. I saw a whole documentary on how we do not comprehend what a billion is when it comes to $1 billion. We don't get it. We don't understand how much money $1 billion really truly is. So when we hear about Jeff Bezos, I have like a hair on my face. When we hear about Jeff Bezos, spending $500 million on a yacht, that number doesn't resonate with us. And he did just spend $500 million on a yacht that needs its own yacht to follow it. Not making that up. So we don't understand the math of America. We don't let the numbers sink in. They're just numbers at this point. They're just like, yeah. But when you take it, when in the Bay Area, if it takes $1.3 million to be comfortable there, go elsewhere. There are other bayfront communities where it doesn't take where you could buy the entire oceanfront for $1.3 million. And I wasn't going to start by talking about that today, but that number just stuck with me when I saw that story. I said, this is absurd. Who can live in the Bay Area? And I know a lot of people that still do. And I'm like, how do they still live there? You know, how are they getting by? And the answer is they're not, or barely, you know, or check to check, or with very little savings, or whatever, you know, because, like I said, 22 million people have over $1 million. 305 million people don't. Some of you listening might be in the do category. I think a majority of you are not. So how do we get comfortable then? If it takes 77,000 plus to be comfortable outside of the Bay Area, in Los Angeles, that number is $138,000 to be comfortable or happy or whatever. $138,000 in LA to just live. And that's not rich. That's to be comfortable, to have your bills paid, your insurance and all your other stuff, and have discretionary income for once a year vacation, not every month, but once a year vacation. Just to be comfortable, 140 grand in LA. Seattle, I imagine, is on par with the Bay Area. It's probably over $1 million. Portland, the same thing. And where does all this money go? If it takes you and me 70 grand, 100 grand, 140 or millions to be comfortable, where exactly is that money going? Well, I think we both know. That's going, or all three of us, or all five of us, or ever to, we both, like the, you, the camera there, are, you know, you're somebody. Well, you are someone to me. Where does it all go? Into the pockets of the 22 million that are already millionaires. That's where it goes. Because rents, rents are enormously high right now. Why? Because landlords are greedy. If you were making enough money to get by and you were renting a place for $1,200 a month and then that person moves and you up the rent to $25, you're just gouging. You were making enough at $12. And so landlords have gotten greedy and we have to, you know, give them something. The banks have gotten greedy. You know, like, oh, well, it's only 5% interest. Okay, you buy a $500,000 home, okay, which is what homes are. 5% interest is going to be $25,000 a year or $2,300 a month. So just paying the bank interest on a $500,000 home is going to cost you $2,000 a month. Then money to go towards the actual loan, which is why you're never paid off. It's you're in debt for life. And it's why 5% interest over 30 years is 150% interest. That's what they're really charging you. They're just breaking it up over 30 years and saying, no, oh, it's 5% per annum. That means per year. So 5% of the total amount due interest per year, which if you pay 5% of the total amount due interest each year, by the end of the loan, you're going to have paid 150% interest. So if the house costs $500,000, and by the end of the loan, you're paying $1.5 million. When the house is only $500,000, you're paying $1.5 million, and that $1 million over, where is it going? Wells Fargo or Bank of America or... You see, we never really think about the math of America. We don't, because A, most of us don't like math, and B, it becomes overwhelming to your brain. It's like trying to calculate pi out to the last digit, you know, 3.14, whatever. The only kind of pie I want to calculate is chocolate cream, honey. How many calories? So what size piece can I have? Oh, ain't that always the question a man asks? What size piece can I have? So I've been watching too much Outlander. Every episode's like a romance novel with gory death. It's like gory death romance novel. It's really weird, Outlander. It really is that way. It's romance novel with rape, gory death, starvation, and plague. Yeah, I see why it's a hit. I see why I watch it. It's so cheery and uplifting. The other thing that today was all over the news and has been for days, Liz Cheney lost her gig in the leadership of the Republican Party today because she wouldn't buy into Trump's big lie. And the right is denouncing her and the left is hailing her as a stalwart of truth or whatever. I need to remind everybody, Liz Cheney is the devil's child, okay? She is the spawn of Dick Cheney, who is, in fact, one of the underlords of hell, okay? So she basically is, succubus or whatever the daughter of a demon is called. That's what she is. She voted with Donald Trump on average 96% of the time, okay? And we all know he wasn't right 96% of the time. He ain't anything 96% of the time except all wrong. She, you know, barely came on board the same-sex marriage equality thing, barely, because her sister happens to be a lesbian, Mary Cheney. So I don't care that a member of the Nazi party stood up to Hitler and has been ostracized. They're Nazis. The Republican Party are modern-day Nazis, and it's okay to call them that. They're following the playbook, and so are we, by the way. You know, 10 years before Hitler came to power, he led a weak, failed coup. And the government ignored it. Germans ignored it. 10 years later, he was their dictator burning Jews. Now, we're ignoring the coup from January 6th. And we're certainly letting Trump run free. He's been out, what is it, the May? He's been out of office 5 months. No charges, no indictments, nothing. Nothing. If they had so much evidence just waiting, where is it? Where's the New York State charges? These things take... No, they've had 4 years to gather evidence on this man. They're not going to charge him with anything, you know? So we have this guy that wants to be Hitler, and we have this party of Republicans, where every single Republican in the Republican Party is evil. I'm sorry. Did Liz Cheney leave the party today? No, then she's evil. Now there's rumor they're going to start a third party. No, it wouldn't be a third party. The Republican Party is not a legitimate second party. We have a one-party system right now and an opposition party. That's all we have. We have one party that wants to govern, and then we have an opposition to that party. The GOP is not walking around singing Eddie Murphy. They just want to party all the time. Someone I know used to think he said potty. Like potty, like, you know, like go to the bathroom. I said, what did you think? They serve Maalox at the party or Exlac or something? Why would someone want to potty all the time? Although, wouldn't that just make a great Pampers commercial? My love likes to potty all the time. It really would. Someone should call Pampers. They need to do a commercial with, you know, potty all the time. Training pants. That would it'd be a great ad for training pants. Yeah, not to get off on a tangent, but that brings up the topic of misunderstood song lyrics. And yesterday I was talking about that with Steve because he said he was blinded by the light. I said, oh yes, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce, another runner in the night. And he's like, oh, that's what they say. I said, everyone thinks it says wrapped up like a douche. It does not say wrapped up like a douche. It says wrapped up like a deuce, D-E-U-C-E. And I told him, I said, you know, Andrew, who, as you all know, 20 years ago, May 21st, my late partner will have passed. He used to think that Stacey Chapman said in Fast Car, we had a fast car, you know, and your arms and legs wrapped around my shoulder. And I said, Andrew, how could anyone drive with someone's arms and legs wrapped around their shoulder? And why would someone sing in a song about, unless it's a Cirque du Soleil ballad, about the arms and legs wrapped around my shoulder? And I'm not even sure you could get your arms and legs wrapped around someone's shoulder. So why do you think arms and legs wrapped around your shoulder is in that song? He goes, it's what she says. I go, it's not what she says. She says, and your arms felt nice wrapped round my shoulder. Well, you'll have to prove that. So out came the CD. And I prove it. And you all know there's a million songs like that where you think they're saying one thing, but they're actually saying something completely different. And you'll hear people sing very loudly and very proudly the wrong lyrics. And you're like, no, that's wrong. No. And your arms and legs wrapped around my shoulder. Wrapped up like a douche. And we sing it so loudly and so proudly, and we're so wrong. It's like... And there's been so many people. How many of you have like heard a song that you've heard your whole life? Like you've heard that song your whole life, and suddenly you hear one word and you hear it differently than you've ever heard it, and you realize, oh, they're saying that there. I've had that happen in songs. Like, that's what they say there. And some, you know, because sometimes you're singing a song and you sort of flub the words, or you just sort of do the melody over it because you're not really sure what they're saying there. This before the internet where you could like look every lyric up. You're just like, and I am, but you know, you just, I don't know, you know, just maybe one word or two words. But so misunderstood song lyrics. We should do, I should look at a list of the world's most misunderstood song lyrics. I'm sure the wrapped up like a deuce is probably very high on that list. Anyway, Liz Cheney is evil. She's evil. The Republicans are evil. I don't care. You know, I don't care who their leadership is. As far as I'm, it's Beelzebub. As far as I'm concerned, it's, you know, Damien Omen, you know, from The Omen. That's who their leadership is. So replacing Liz Cheney with another evil person, it doesn't really matter to me. And if they are going to split into the party that, like, the Republicans are going to stay the sane ones, like Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney, and then there's going to be the crackpots like the Lauren. No, they're all crackpots. Every Republican is as crazy and as dirty as Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and Josh Hawley and Madison Cawthorn. They're all evil, dirty, filthy liars, opportunistic, who only care about themselves and their bank account. Their only agenda is obstruction of anything for you or for me. That's it. That's their only, that's it. If it's for the people, if it benefits us, then no. If it benefits the 22 million millionaires or the 80,000 people with over $50 million, if it benefits them, then okay. They're evil. Liz Cheney is evil. And the woman they're replacing her with probably is evil. Mitch McConnell is evil. Lindsey Graham is evil. These are evil. They're not just not good. Well, you don't have to call someone. They're evil. They are as evil as Eveline from The Wiz. Now when I wake up in the afternoon, which it pleases me to do, say don't nobody bring me no bad news. The Wiz, which I saw at the Pacific Cinerama Dome, which became the Arclight Theater, which is now closed. Someone will save it. Someone will rescue it. It's too much of a landmark in L.A. What have you got up in San Francisco? You all should have like money markers out in front of your house as landmarks. This home is happy. Oh, they've got $1.8 million. So an evil Republican has lost her evil leadership. Well, Carell, we want her in there. She's the only level head. No, we don't want any of them in there. See, that's what I mean. People are like, well, Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney, they're okay. No, they're not. They're not okay. If you're a member of Hitler Youth, but you only did it because your brother did it, but you still go do the things that Hitler Youth do, you're evil. Oh, no, they're misguided. Nope. Nope. You have something in you that is not right. You have an evil flame, an evil spark. Republicans are evil. Let's not forget. Liz Cheney is evil. If she voted with Trump just 9 times, she'd be evil. But 97% of the times, evil. Her father, unindicted war criminal who shoots people in the face for fun. Evil. They are evil, evil people. So don't buy into it. Don't, you know, don't feel sorry for Liz Cheney at all. She's the spawn of Satan. So who cares what happens to her? Don't feel bad for any Republican. And don't act like there's a good one. If Mitt Romney were such a good person, he'd leave the party. No one forces. It's not like being black, okay? Being black is not a choice. Being gay is not a choice. Being a woman is not a choice. Well, for some, well, no, they didn't really have a choice. They were born a man, but they were a woman. So the only choice they had was to actually match their gender. So being woman is not really a choice. Being man is not really a choice. You know, being male, being female, these aren't choices. They happen to us. They're facts. They're you can't change them. Well, again, with the man and woman, you can. But you see what I'm saying. Being a Republican is a choice. Being a Catholic is a choice. Being a Muslim is a choice. Being a Jew, it's a choice. No, I was born. No, it's a choice. Religion, all religion is a choice. Which brings me to my final segment and why I never talk about Israel and Gaza or Palestine, the Palestinians, much. I barely ever talk about it with people, with anything. The last time I spoke about it was with Jimmy Carter in depth, President Jimmy Carter. And he told me I had a remarkable sense for the region and a remarkable point of view and was one of the more, what did he say? Out of all the journalists I've spoken to, you get it. You know, I'm like, oh, stop it. You're just saying that. You're just trying to flatter me, Jimmy Carter, you. Who look like midgets with the Bidens because of the lens of the iPhone that took the camera. They used the wide-angle lens. So the things on the outside are going to look bigger, and the things that scoop in are going to look smaller. So that's why they look like they're midgets in little tiny doll furniture chairs with the two giant Bidens about to eat them. If you haven't seen the photo, it's out there. I don't talk about Israel much because people don't like what I have to say about it. Israel was created in the 1940s, created by treaty, which means they took lands, okay? And they continue to occupy and take land, which they claim is theirs, but is not. It is not. And even if it was, it's not theirs anymore because it's occupied. There are people in it. They are thriving. They are living. So Hamas, which is a, well, you know, our founders were called terrorists in England, by the way. Benjamin Franklin was a terrorist to King George. So before I'm quick to call Hamas terrorist, let's just say that until Israel grants and the world, the United Nations, steps in and helps a Palestinian actual state happen with actual real estate, I know it's a small region, but until there is a Palestinian actual state, this is going to keep happening. And you can't solve crisis with bombs. Hamas is sending the equivalent of bottle rockets. While Israel has the full fighting force of the United States, they buy stuff from us. They buy stuff from other places. And so do innocent people in Israel get killed? Yes, they do. And should Hamas attack Israel? No, they shouldn't. But is Israel doing its part to create peace in the region? No, they're being imperialistic. They're saying, this is all ours. We own this. We're going to come in and take it back. So where do they expect these people to go? Truly. Remember, it was called Palestine before Israel. So, you know. I don't speak about it much because I don't grant the Israelis full immunity. I hold them equally responsible for what's going on, including the violence. They are getting attacked, the Israelis, because they're not good neighbors. They are getting attacked because they constantly attack. The only way to solve this is de-escalate and create a separate Palestinian state, but they won't do it. They have talked about two-state solutions forever. Well, they always say, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So Israel, you're part of the problem because you're not making the solution. And that's why I don't talk about Israel much. I don't want to piss off any Jews in America, and Jews in America are very protective of Israel. And I support the Jewish community. I love Barbara Streisand. I used to eat matzo ball. I love all people. I don't see I think Jews are as crazy as anybody, Muslims, Christians, you know, because they believe in God and a deity and all of following an ancient book and all that. I don't, you know, that to me, that's crazy. But I don't treat them any differently than I would anyone else because they happen to be Jewish. So I have no problem with the Jewish community at all. I have a problem with the politics of Israel. There's a difference. I am Karel. You be who you want to be. Salon doesn't hurt anybody. We'll be back on Friday. We're going to have some interviews, some interview fun on Friday. So let's stick around and come and tune in. Also, there is bonus shows throughout the week. You can support me on Patreon, patreon.com/Carell. Go to the website, reallycarell.com, to watch things. And if you want to subscribe on YouTube so you know when the videos are there, it's youtube.com/reallycarell, R-E-A-L-L-Y-K-A-R-E-L. And Twitter and Instagram, reallycarell, reallycarell. Website, reallycarell, do you see a theme? I am Really Carell, all over. All right, have a great Wednesday afternoon. It's 90 degrees here in Las Vegas, so the gas is getting turned up slowly. Not really slowly. The gas is getting turned up. I hope you're staying safe, you're getting your vaccines, and you're behaving like the CDC wants you to. All right. Mwah. Bye.